See, I was thinking, guys who are disc jockeys get to go out with beautiful people, people out of their league. And I started thinking about it. I'd actually had been out with Miss Hawaiian Tropic.
What?
I went out with Miss Universe.
Oh, gosh.
Way back in the day, only because she was a friend of a coworker. And my coworker walked her into the studio and said, hey, this is Margaret Gardner. And my jaw dropped because I knew she was Miss Universe. She was from South Africa, but she lived in the U.S. And she goes, we want to go out tonight. And my boyfriend and I want to go out, but we want you to hang out with us also. And it was like two couples.
Well, you can't say no to that.
Well, it's, you know,
I wouldn't say no to that.
So, yeah, two guys and girls out together. I can kind of say I went out with Miss Universe.
Who can say that?
Well, I just did.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was really a date. In my dreams, it was kind of going out with Miss
Universe. Was it more in your head than what
yeah,
it really
probably
was?
So, yeah.
She probably just said hi to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I never heard from her again. So I got to ask you, and I want to ask your listeners this also. Besides your partner, describe or who was the hottest person you ever went out with?
Oh, gosh. Well, my husband.
Besides your partner. Oh, I know you're worried that he's listening right now.
Yes. I love my husband. I think he's the hottest. But I have a thing for bald guys.
Oh.
For tall, bald guys with facial hair.
Wow.
But not you.
No, of course not. No. Because I got this right here. Belly down here.
I've always been attracted to larger men. I think because I'm so tiny.
How did you meet the person?
I met him through family. It was a night out. Actually, I did not want to go out that night. My cousin dragged me out against my will. And then I saw him. I'm like, whoa, I'm glad I came out tonight.
It was an unexpected, wonderful encounter.
Yes. Yes.
Ooh,
those are the best.
A little pause on the yes there, huh? I wonder what happened. All right. So that person besides your partner was the hottest you've ever been out with.
That I can remember. Yes.
I remember. Yeah, that comes to play also. Oh, my gosh. Okay. What about you? Besides your partner, who's the hottest person you've ever been out with?
Oh, this guy that I met at a toga party.
So basically wearing pretty much nothing.
Oh, my God. And he was so built. It was unbelievable. So me and my ex, we were on our anniversary weekend. We ended up in the hotel. He walked out of the room for a minute. I turn on the TV. There's a tough man competition, and this guy was on TV.
Whoa! So what's your current partner think about this guy?
He's like, oh. He didn't know what to say.
That is awesome. All right, thank you. How about you?
I got set up on a blind date. And this guy was just, I don't know, he was tall, he was sexy, he was polite, he carried me over a puddle of water.
Oh my goodness. Come on. He played you.
No, he was actually just really a sweetheart. He was a friend of a friend and he went away, so I didn't really hear from him again. And I started dating my husband a year and a half later.
And you wound up with your husband. So.
Yeah, which was good for a while. But, you know,
oh my gosh, good for a while? Oh my gosh. Your standard in the bar was raised kind of high after meeting that guy. Well, let me ask you, besides your partner, who's the hottest person you've ever been out with?
Well, he was trying out for the Minnesota Vikings.
Whoa.
He was about 6'5", built like a brick house, if you can say that on the radio anymore.
You just did.
And, man, he was a very great person, too. He was very nice and had great manners. What a great guy.
Are you a jersey chaser?
No, not at all. He was friends of mine that he was home. And it was just one of those things after we were all hanging out, drinking and partying. Say that.
That helps sometimes,
that's
right?
In the 80s. Come on.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's why we play 80s on this station. It's all about the 80s.
Did you take us back? Every time we hear a song, you take us back. And that person is still in my hometown, and he's still a very lovely person.
So every time we play 80s, and you're there with your partner now, you think about this other guy.
No.
I'm just joking.